on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It's 12 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove and a big day of racing today at Randwick on the Kensington track there today. And Nevesh Ramdani's with me. Morning, Nevesh.
Good morning to you, Sean.
How's the day look for the Kensington track today?
Yeah, look, it was a bit overcast start to the day, and we had some very light showers earlier, but it's since starting to look a bit better. There's a bit of blue sky and the clouds lifting, so hopefully not much showers through the afternoon.
All right. How have you officially rated the track, Nevesh?
So the track's a sub 6 penetrometer 5.33.
All right. And the rail today?
Rail is out 3 metres. We raced there on the October long weekend on the Monday, the 1st of October, and we were true on that meeting. So we pushed it out 3, and look, the track's in sensational order. It's only new. It's been down just less than a year, but, you know, we've seen a lot of positive signs and we've had a lot of positive feedback on it. So I think it'll race really well today, and it looks really good. It's bounced out of winter. It looks like a sort of spring track. There's a lot of green in it, so I'm very happy with the way the track presents. And obviously, it's handled a lot of the rain Sydney's had very well, and testament to the soft six rating.
Yeah, I was about to suggest that, because you're basically on a new track, aren't you?
Yeah, the track's pretty much brand new, and I suppose with the new track, it was designed to drain really well, and there's not much organic matter or anything to hold moisture, so the water falls on it and it goes right through the profile as it was designed and intended to do. And it's very happy with how that surface is coming along.
Nevesh, just quickly, what's different in the drainage profile of this track than others? What have you done differently with it?
Look, we've basically started from scratch. We put a new drainage system and a new profile. It's very similar to Canterbury. It's an 80-20 soil and sand mix. It's what we call a sandy loam. And also the particle shape is important, because there's round sand and then there's angular sand. And we've deliberately selected an angular sand, which binds a lot better. And, it's more stable surface. And that's why you see when you walk on it feels a bit firmer underfoot. And it's just basically the sand that we selected that drains really well, but it also has good stability. And that was exactly what we intended when we started out building this track again.
Fantastic. Nevesh, you've just nominated yourself for a chinwag one day. I'm going to give you a ring and organise one, all right? We can talk tracks. How about that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Terrific. Talk to you soon.
Sure,
be fascinating. Nevesh Ramdani, be fascinating. Just count all the detail of the track, laying the whole thing down. It's a 10:15. Glenn Munsey with us. Morning, Muns.
Good morning, Shawnee boy. How are you this morning?
Mate, I'm well. Terrific. We've got Paul Joyce with us. How are you, Paul?
How are you, Pa?
Good morning, fellas. No, I'm really well as well. This track's fantastic, isn't it? All the rain we've had, it's going to be reasonably dry unless it rains again this afternoon.
And Ray Thomas with us now.
Yeah, good morning, Sean, Glenn and Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, that was fascinating listening to Nevesh, wasn't it? And obviously the Kenzo's doing just what it's designed to do, being a soft six. It's handling that rain really well. I dare say, boys, the course proper would still be in the heavy range. But soft six, pretty fair surface for today's meeting, Sean.
Ray, fascinating what Nevesh was just saying about sand particles and things. I'm going to get him on for chinwag one day, because that's incredible, just the amount of detail and minute detail they've gone into.
Yeah, and it's good that they've learned the lessons from other tracks as well, and in particular how well Canterbury drains. It's no doubt Canterbury's probably the best wet weather surface in Sydney and has been for a number of years, but just basing their Kenzo designs on a lot of what happens at Canterbury, that's obviously worked so well there. Hopefully it works well at the Kenzo, and the early signs are really good, Sean, that this track will take that workload for Sydney racing.
And Paul, you're in a good mood today?
Can you hear me a bit better now? Well,
can hear you now.
Coming from the Brasco there a minute ago.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to put it in those terms, but it did.
Thanks for enlightening us anyway. I hope you finished.
I'm feeling a lot better anyway, man.
One flush and you're gone.
Galaxy. All right. The normal track at Randwick is currently a heavy 8. That's of 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
So, and Nevesh said yesterday he was quite bullish that we get an upgrade today. Probably didn't want those little showers this morning, but just probably what happens during the day.
All right, now, the first day today, Munch, we take out one Nicho Ladd.
Yes, who, of course, got the custard yesterday at Newcastle. We've got, this is the Sydney Spring Racing Handicap here, a benchmark 64 for three-year-olds over 1,300 metres. Nicho Ladd is out, no deduction. So Taken at $3.50. Gen Rules, Corey Brown replaces Brent Navdala, $1.90 and favourite. Ritmico is at $7.50 and Gumshoe is a $5 chance. Very strong betting race for a four-horse field. Most popular runner overall is Gen Rules, despite the fact it's 175 out to 190 so far this morning. Most popular runner today is So Taken, unchanged, basically since the prices went up the other day at $3.50. Third pick overall is Ritmico, and just behind it is Gumshoe. But one of the better betting races of the day with four runners.
Yeah, look, I think Gumshoe can lead off the inside gate with no weight. Gen Rules probably right outside him, and Chris Waller's pair just to drop in for the trail, Ray.
Yeah, I'm with Jen Rules here, Paul. I thought she was really good first up at Warwick Farm there last month. She was three wide throughout and fought on really well. We're still closing on the line behind Invictum Demeanor and Moccasin Miss in a strong form race. At her only previous start, she won on a heavy track at Canterbury back in June. So she'll handle these rain-affected conditions really well. And just run of the race stuff, Paul. I think she'll, as you said, put herself in the controlling position, outside leader. I don't think they'll go too hard. If it develops into a sprint home, she'll be hard to run down. No knock on So Taken. She was good at Canterbury. Had her chance at Rose Hill, to be fair, last start. I'm So Sweet. Got up on the inside to nail her on the line. But she's racing well, will be hard to beat. Paul, I'm interested in your thoughts on Ritmico. I think I pronounced it correctly. Gee, I was impressed with his Newcastle win. He came from off-speed and unleashed from the back and won really impressively. I'm just worried about tempo today. If it does develop into a sprint home, not sure if that'll suit him, but I think he's definitely a horse to follow. And Five Gumshoe does have the lightweight. And he ran well on debut and could give a sight here, but pretty keen on Gen Rules in the opener, Paul. 3, 2, 4 and 5.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same as you, Ray. 3, 2, 4, 5. Look, Gen Rules, I've always liked her. She's definitely got above average ability. Obviously, she was beaten as a favourite first up, but she had to do a lot of work in that race from a tricky gate, and the race has thrown out four winners already. So the form's good through that race. Number two, So Taken. Look, James McDonald gave her a peach of a ride the other day, but she still got beaten by I'm So Sweet. But they gapped the third horse, so you've still got to respect her. She hasn't really put a foot wrong since she's come from New Zealand. The four Ritmico, look, the key out of that race, Ray, was two things to look at. First of all, she was he was $31 when winning that maiden. So the SP Profile punters, they'll shake in their boots if you tip him on top today. But the second and the third horse, Quick Nick and Romani Girl, both came out at their next start and won impressively. So it's not like he beat a bunch of walkers up there. That's a really strong form reference. So he's definitely an interesting runner. And number five, Gumshoe. Well, the interesting thing with him is he's only going to carry 50 kilos here. The rest of them have got 59 plus. So with that massive pulling the weights and finding the front, he might just give a bit of cheek too. So it's one of those races. I wouldn't rule out any of them, but I'm with you, Ray. 3, 2, 4 and 5.
All right, now the second event. And here, number one, Adana out.
Yeah, this is the Vancouver at Coolmore, Australia here. A three-year-old maiden over 1,100 metres, Adana, came out this morning. The deduction there, 31 cents a winner, 21 cents a place. We start with Secret Legend here, a first starter for Les Bridge, $3.30. Host Win Supreme, Timmy Clark, the replacement rider for Brent Navdala. Blinkers off today, $7.50. Brazilica is the favourite at $1.75. Fight for Love at $10. And Mandalong, one up, is a $15 chance. Well, been reported right throughout the morning. The support for Brazilica here did go up 180 this morning, got to 190. They took 185. The bet is actually $16,514. Might as well tell them the exact bet. Other bets of 3,000 and 2,000 at $1.85 into 175 since then. There's been another 5,000 in total on it since it came into 175. Best supported runner on the program there today, Brazilica. Unable to basically write the name of another runner in the race, although interestingly enough, the bottom one here, Mandalong, one up. I've got a bit of time for this. 17 to 15 this morning. A little bit of support.
Now, I remember you tipping that to me last prep, Munns. Mandalong one up. Speed in this race. Look, I think Secret Legend can lead from what I've seen at the trial. Host Win Supreme will go with him, and that should put Brazilica basically third the fence with the gun run rate.
Yeah, and on, off her Rose Hill trial in October 2, Paul, I've got a tip. I was really impressed by her. She's a beautifully bred filly by Redoute's Choice out of Brazilian pole, so she's bred to be good. Only been to the trials twice. She's won them both. The first of those was back in January. But as I mentioned, that recent trial at Rose Hill, she sat just off the speed, eased out towards the centre of the track. When Hugh Broman pressed the button, she accelerated really quickly and just looked a really nice filly in the making. And the way this race sets up, as Paul mentioned, she's going to get the gun run. And if she can reproduce that acceleration she showed at Rose Hill, I think she'll just be too good for these and make a winning start to her career. For Brazilica on top from Two Secret Legend. He's a nice type by I'm Invincible. Only had the one trial like Brazilica going into his debut, this prep at least. And but it was a good, strong effort at Randwick there on September 13. A little month between runs since that trial, Paul. Just that little negative. But he's a nice type. He gets up on speed, makes his own luck. And he was strong through the line in that Randwick trial. Fight for Love, nicely bred filly by Fighting Sun from the Joe Pride Stables. Had the two trials going into this. Hasn't been fully tested in either, but definitely one to watch here. And the three host wins Supreme. I know he ran last of five behind Fortification on debut, but he's got that race experience, showed speed that day, may improve off that. But I think she's pretty smart, Paul, the four Brazilica. I've got her on top in the second, 4, 2, 5, and 3.
Yeah, I think she's very smart. 4, 2, 3, and 6. So I think it's a really good lead when Chris Wallace scratches the other well-fancied stablemate, Adana. So put all his eggs in one basket here with Brazilica, and then you see the money come for her. And look, what she's done at the trials, I don't think she could do much more, Ray. She's got a beautiful, relaxed action. She puts herself in the right spot, and then when they ask her to quicken, she's quickened at the trials. So all she's got to do is do that on race day, and she'll win this. And I think it was a good lead as well. Huey Bowman had done both the trials on her. He'd also done a lot of work with Adana, yet he was down to ride Brazilica regardless of Adana coming out. So there's just a lot pointing towards Brazilica winning this race today. The Two Secret Legend, he'll give a good sight. I've liked the way he's gone at the trials. He has trialled once on a heavy track as well. The three host wins Supreme. Look, he's got to improve off that debut effort, but he was hard in the market there. The blinkers come off, so he can improve. And the six Mandalong one up, the horse that Glenn's tipped, you know, likes it, big, big odds. There's a bit of form behind her last prep. She was only beaten four lengths by I Like It Easy at Warwick Farm, and her debut effort at Wyong was very good. But her trial into this, okay, winning a trial at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. 4, 2, 3, and 6 in the second.
All righty, 4, 2, 3, 6 from Paul. Now, race three, we scratch 5, Palmatia, and number 7, Sabloom.
Yeah, the benchmark three-year-old fillies and mares here for Bowman's Office Furniture. Good morning to Brian Rudder and the team there. We've got Feeling the Love, Sally Snow tipping it all the way from Western Australia at $6. Savakul, $2.20 in favourite. Our winnies are 10. Miss Shanty, Huey Bowman, the replacement rider there for Brent Navdala, $4.60. Palmatier outruns later, no deduction. The Iron Maiden at $12. Sea Bloom out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. O'Lordy at 13, and Pick of the Day is a $9 chance. Looking at the total of this, because we've gone to a new market now with only 7 runners, pay 1-2. We started with 9, pay 1-2-3. The best supported runner is Savakul. Second pick would actually be the Iron Maiden.
Speed in this race, I think Pick of the Day will lead them with the very light weight. She looks the only leader, really. Oh Lordy perhaps goes forward, Feeling the Love. Barrier 1, I think she'll probably settle third defence. But apart from that, Rain, not much pace in the race, so perhaps a soft lead for number 9.
Which is probably the only concern I've got with Savakul, Paul, but the small field suits are just the 7 runners, and look, I think she's better today, Savakul. She's ready to win. 2 runs back have been solid. She made good ground late behind Invictum Demeanor last start at the Kenzo on October 1. That was over 1,400 metres. Third up today, out to 1,550. That's ideal. I think she's ready to win the 2, Savakul. As I said, that small field, she shouldn't be too far off them, and we know she'll be hitting the line hard. 1, Feeling the Love, comes out of the same race. She was third behind Savakul, who was second that day at the Kenzo, and she was first up. Will certainly improve off that, and and she has won second up previously, but she's got her share of weight this afternoon. Pick of the day, I'm not sure if McAllowair can claim the full three here, Paul, but still get down to at least 51 kilos. It's a massive advantage for her, and as you said, she's probably going to lead and dictate here off her own, and her last that effort at Warwick Farm was really good when she ran second to Palmatier, so that puts her right in this contest, particularly if she can dictate up front. And a three-hour winner, you don't see them often win their maiden and then string five together, which she has done this mare. She's racing her way through the grades particularly well, and she's won on good and soft tracks, and she's rock-hard fit coming off an 1865-metre win at Newcastle last start, and she'll be coming from back, though, but will be running home hard. Pretty keen on two, Savakul Pool. I think this race is ideal for her. Just tempo, the one little concern. Two on top from 1, 9, and 3 in the third.
Yeah, I was a bit worried about the tempo for her. I've gone 1, 3, 9, and 6. I like feeling the love. Sally Snow, I heard her talking just before we came on, and basically the point she made was what I liked about her as well. She loves to sting out of the track. She was only beaten a neck by Savakul at Kensington last time, and that was on a good three. I'm sure the soft track will suit feeling the love a lot more than it suits Savakul, yet the market hasn't really adjusted. So I'm with Sally. I think the value lies with the one, feeling the love. Number three, our Winnie. Ray covered her perfectly. She's just in a purple patch of form, and there's no reason to put the line through her yet. Rachel Hunt claiming three, and the more you win, the better the price, they say. And number nine, pick of the day, looks the soft leader, no weight, Tate Catching. Did win at Goulburn, three starts back on a soft track and won impressively there. And I thought number six, the Iron Maiden, she just loves these conditions. She's racing great, the old nine-year-old. And I think she'll run another cheeky race here at odds. So I've left out the favourite. I've gone 1, 3, 9, and 6.
All right, race 4, 9, and 10 come out, Orsine and Ulasaba.
Yeah, just back to that third race there. Michaela Weir's registered riding weight is 51 kilos. At its last start at Warwick Farm, it had 53. She only claimed 2 kilos on that day. So she'd probably only get down to that 51, as Ray said. The fourth here, the ATC farewells in Costa del Lago, who passed away during the week. So we've lost in Costa del Lago, and we lost Zariz the other day as well. This is a benchmark 70 over 1,550 metres, so they can leave the barriers there from race 3. Nick O'Shea is a $14 chance. Sky Boy at $4.20, Volpe at $11, Make a Dane at $23, another snappy with the Chicas on today, scratch from a later race, it's a $26 chance. Palmatier, scratch from the previous to run here at $3.30. Gretzky, Corey Brown, the replacement rider for Brenton Abdullah, blinkers on, the visor off, it's an $8.50 chance. Cliff is at $4. We go Orsian out this morning, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Ula Sabri out yesterday, 17 cents a win and 13 cents a place. And Triple Hero, get ready for this. Make sure you've got a good pen. Lugging Bit on, Tongue Tie on. Blinkers off, earmuffs in the pre-race off, and the Norton Bit off. Owned by the Snows, Pros and Joe Syndicate, headlined by Sally Snow, having its first start for Claire Cunningham, formerly trained by David Nugent at Newcastle. It is a $21 chance. Best supported runner here is Cliff. After going up 380 this morning, is out to $4, but is the best supported runner. Second pick today is Sky Boy, and it went up 460 this morning, is now 420. And third pick, very little between Palmatier and Volpe. Palmatier went up 350, now 330, and Volpe went up 10, now 11.
Yeah, both those runners are the best back. Look to get the runs of the race. The speed here should come from another snappy. And also Gretzky, they've both drawn out a bit, and that should give the gun runs to Sky Boy and Cliff, who've drawn inside there to tuck in and get the gun run just in behind those two leaders, Ray.
I'm keen on Sky Boy, Paul. He's had the two runs back off a long spell, both been good solid thirds. Last start at the Kenzo, he just had his momentum sort of halted to the top of the straight, and he worked nicely to the line to run third behind Signal Fox. And look, I just think third up here, he's ready to fire. When with that run of the race stuff you mentioned, that's going to give him every possible chance. And lightly raced horse, third up last prep back in the spring of last year. He was very good winning over 1550 at Canterbury. Career best effort, I thought. He then went to Flemington during the Cup Carnival and stakes place. So he's got plenty of ability. There's two runs back off the long break. I think he's prime now and he should get every chance. He'll be hard to beat, the two Sky Boy. From the six, Palmatier, who's racing a great vein of form, this mare. She's been up a long time, but if anything, she's going as well as ever, as demonstrated by that Warwick Farm win 2 weeks ago when she raced past pick of the day in the straight. She's in great touch, Palmatier. Will be hard to beat again. As will the 8 Cliff. He's going well. He comes out of a Warwick Farm win last week on a very heavy track, but he was dominant late and he's effective on soft going as well. He's rock hard fit and he'll certainly take beating. And the one Nicochet comes out of the same race that Skyboy did last start at the Kenzo. He was first up that day, had to make a wide run and he hit the line nicely out wide to run fourth. He'll certainly improve off that, particularly getting out to the 1550. Two Skyboy, I think this race sets up well for him, Paul. He should go very close. Two on top from 6, 8, and 1.
Yeah, I like the 8 here, 8, 6, 1, 5. Number 8, Cliff, backing up within 7 days from that effort last week in the heavy. He just loves these conditions, these sort of soft, heavy tracks. He's run 6 times on soft. He's hit the Quinella 5 of those 6 occasions, and on my map, he should box seat with the run of the race. So no reason to switch from Cliff. I thought number 6, Parmentier, she'll be hoping the track improves during the afternoon. I think she's a bit better on top of the ground, which we saw last start at Warwick Farm, beating Pick of the Day. So we'll get a bit of a guide on that form by this stage. The one, Nicochet, the 60.5 worries me, carrying the full impost there. But his first up run was very good, closing off hard late. So he gets the extra 150 metres today. And I thought the 5, another snappy, he'll go around at cricket score odds. But he's the sort of horse that, the first time you leave him out, he'll go and lead all the way and win. So he mixes his form, but he's coming off a last start win on a soft track. So I've gone 8, 6, 1, and 5 in the 4.
Now, race 5, Buns, no scratchings.
Yeah, race 5, the ANZ Bloodstock News. A benchmark 70 here for mares, and it's over 1,300 metres. The 5th on the card, which will make it the first leg of the quaddie today. Sexy Eyes. That's the name of the horse, Sean. Get ready. At $3.70. No Interest. Here's another one for you. At $31. Missy Beale is a $15 chance. Naya is at $5. Termel at $26. Vinnie Power, $11. Second Island, $19 now. Hilo Bet, Corey Brown, the replacement rider for Brent Navdulla at $9.50. Penfold at $12. Cathair at $31. And Dolly's Due is the $4 second favourite behind Sexy Eyes. I tell you what, Interest is minimal here. Today, the best supported runner is Sexy Eyes. Went up 370, got to 380, back to 370 in front of Dolly's Due, who went up 420. It's just been turned into $4 as I started the race. Not a bean, really, for any other runner. There was money last night for Paul's tip here, Second Island. Went 51-31, was even, I think, 26 into 21 while Formline Extra was on, and then finished up a $19 chance. There's not much for it this morning, but it'll come now that he tips it up. And a little bit of money yesterday for Penfold as well. But today, Interest is minimal.
Yeah, speed in the race. Look, I think Missy Beale will cross and lead. She might not get much resistance. If Penfold's drawn the inside gate, she'll be somewhere up near them. Tamil not far away. Vinnie Power perhaps goes forward as well from a slightly sticky gate. But I think Missy Beale, even though she's drawn out race, she'll probably get across and find the front quite comfortably.
Hey, I didn't mind the $11 Due here, Paul. I think $4 is probably rock bottom odds, but look, she's coming out of two really strong form races since she won at Wagga. She was a good fourth at Warwick Farm behind Invictum Demeanor, getting home hard late, and that horse has since won at the Kenzo. And then last start, she was a really good second to an in-form mare in Deity over the 1200 at Warwick Farm 2 weeks ago. And if you watch that race, she just got held up for a run at the top of the straight as Deity swept past her. She wouldn't have beaten the winner, but the winner had the momentum going. When she did get out into the centre of the track, she hit the line really strongly late, Dolly's Due. She's racing really well, gets her opportunity here at the 1300, no issue. Gets 5 kilos off Sexy Eyes. I just think she'll run a really good race for the $11 Due. The one, Sexy Eyes, no knock on her. She's a quality type from the Chris Waller stable. Resumed from the spell with a really solid effort behind Catesby at Warwick Farm. And back to mare's grade, she does look well placed here. The 4, Naya, looked to the eye, she was disappointing in the Parmentier race at Warwick Farm 2 weeks ago. She did cover a little bit of extra ground, Paul, which was beaten a long way out. I've got to give her another chance because we know she's better than that, and she'd go around as a $3 in the market that day. So she's definitely better than that, Warwick Farm run suggests. And of the others, a 9 Penfold can add value to your multiples. This mare's in really good touch, and that Port Macquarie effort last start, she was held up for a run, rocketed through late, probably should have won, and she goes into this race in good form, albeit up in grade. $11 Due on top. Competitive race, the 5th, Paul. 11, 2, 4, and 9.
Yeah, I find these mares races a little bit tricky, so I just went wide looking for some value with the 7 here. 7, 1, 11 and 8. As Glenn said, she's firmed from 51 into 19, which is a good sign. That means she's been specced. And she comes through that same form race, the Dolly's Due race, the Deity one. And look, she didn't have a lot of luck in that. She was buried away on the fence after missing the kick. The winners all sort of swept down the centre of the track. And by the time she got across heels into the clear, she made some good late ground and she was only beaten that 3 and a bit length. So with a bit of extra luck today, Christian Reith has been sticking solid with this mount for the last 3 starts. So he knows her well. And I just think if you can get the timing right with her, she should run a cheeky race here at the big odds. To beat the one Sexy Eyes, now, for these mares races that are often a bit hit and miss, she's not. She's reliable. You know what you'll get with her, but unfortunately, you know, the handicappers whacked her with 63 kilos, so she's going to have 61 after the claim. But she'll be fighting it out right to the line, and at least with her, you know she'll put in 100%. Number 11 goes in for third, Dolly's Due. Ray covered her off beautifully there. The form around her looks terrific for this kind of race. And I thought number 8, High Low Bet, trialled really well at Rose Hill. And she's drawn a soft gate here as well. So I think she could run a cheeky one first up. 7, 1, 11 and 8 in the fifth.
And who knows, if Sexy Eyes hits the front, Darren Flindell may burst into song. Sexy Eyes. I'd love to hear him hit those notes at the 200, wouldn't you?
Well, he broke into a, what was the bloke's name on Saturday? What was he, Liam Payne? He broke into song, calling a race like Liam Payne would sing for Sunrise the other morning.
That's right, he did.
Usually bursts into song, usually 2 or 3 in the morning when you're out with him, Darren. Like, you know, I love
when you're trying to get him
anyone.
Off a table.
he bursts into, you know, I love to have a beer and just, what's your name, mate? Fred. I love to have a beer with Fred. Yeah.
All right, now let's go on to the 6th one, Arraignment. Number 12, Miss Shanty, and 13, another snappy out.
Morning, Darren. He'd just be stretching and doing his vocal exercises at the moment, getting ready to go to the kids' track there. That long walk he's got to Randwick via the Donny. In the 6th here, the Agency Real Estate is a benchmark 76 over 1,800 metres. Fully expect a text from him in a minute too. Arraignment came out yesterday, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a play. Shortest price favourite of the day here is Girl Tuesday, and she is $1.45. Gamblestown, 26. Darcy's Affair, 31. We've got Mazaz at 19, Zarda Paz at 51, Keep Up at 18, Dylan's Romance at 19. Smooth Whiskey, Corey Brown, the replacement rider there for Brent Navdala, it's an $11 chance. Mac Denife, yes, that's right, at $14. Lady Evelyn's at 10, and Scratch the Bottom 2, no deduction for either. Well, away from Brazilica in race number 2, this is the best supported runner on the program. Actually, today, 155 in to 145. So no worries about the shorts. And if you tipped everyone upside down involved in this broadcast now, we'd probably have more that's been invested on the rest of the field.
Yeah, no, it looks a bit of a put-in-take-out job with Girl Tuesday speed-wise. Dylan's Romance leads Smooth Whiskey. I think Lady Evelyn will probably be in the first 3 or 4. And I'd be surprised if Girl Tuesday is further back and forth. I think from that gate, Huey Bowman will just lob her into the gun trailing spot and try and take bad luck out of the equation.
Yeah, if that's the case, Paul, she should just win, shouldn't she, Girl Tuesday? 3 starts, 3 wins, been very impressive in each. Last start at Rose Hill at the midweek, she came back from 1,600 back to 1,500. Didn't bother her at all. She put a margin on Antelope and Palmateer, who's won since. We know she's bred to be a star by Street Cry, Winks, the sire, out of the multiple Group 1 winner Tuesday Joy. She looks very, very good. And if anything, Paul, getting out to the 1,800 metres today, the first time she's been out to this sort of trip, will just be perfect for her. 2 Girl Tuesday, she's short enough. She should win, though. Looks a very promising type. Of the others, maybe 8, Dylan's Romance can run another good race. Mark Connors has got Dylan Romance in really good form at the moment. He won at Hawkesbury 2 runs back. Last start at Rose Hill, led for a long way before running 4th to Lady Evelyn and Scratches. The format of that race has held up. He'll run well again. 7, Keep Up, out of Saturday grade, back to the midweeks. Better suited here. 2 runs back. He was a good second to High Bridge at Warwick Farm. I just think that Randwick run on the heavy track, he just didn't handle back to these soft track conditions, expect him to improve. And Four Darcy's Affair is a horse who does enjoy soft tracks and does mix his form on occasions, but two runs back, he was a good second to Amanito here, and given these soft track conditions, he can run a good race at odds. But it's all about Girl Tuesday, Paul. I think Bad Luck's her only real danger. Two on top from 8, 7 and 4.
Yeah, she looks a good thing. 2, 11, 8 and 7. I can't see how they'll beat her, really. She just looks to get the right run. And the 1,800, I think she'll just eat it up. And, you know, she's so much better than a benchmark 76 horse. Mm. So I think, you know, although she's almost unbackable at $1.45, you could stand her out in trifectas. You could anchor her in the quaddie, whichever way you want to try and get some value out of her. I think she'll be winning. Number 11 for the Quinella for me, Lady Evelyn. I think she's got the right form to run second here. Fourth in a Port Macquarie Cup. That should be a strong form for a benchmark 76 midweeker. And she did win at Rose Hill on a soft track in that benchmark 70, beating Scratches prior. So I think she's got the right form to run second. Number 8 goes in for third, Dylan's Romance. I think he'll just roll along in front. He loves soft tracks. And the 7 Keep Up, even though he's been a little bit hit and miss with his form, if he turns up today, he could definitely run in the top 4. 2 on top clearly from 11, 8 and 7.
Now the 7th, we play 1 Kanachi, number 3 Reflectivity and 14 No Interest.
Yeah, the tab.com.au here, a benchmark 76 over 1,300 metres. Kanachi came out this morning. 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Chapelco at $8. Reflectivity at yesterday. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Schubert at $6.50. Torpenhow, Jeff Penza, the replacement rider there for Brent Navdala. It's a $10 pop. Metamorphic is at 6. Bravissimo at 14. Deity at $3.20 and favourite. Regent 16, Bring a Gem 21. Thy Kingdom Come with Cheekers On and the Tongue Tie Off at $15. Gatan at 12. Romlo is a $51 chance and No Interest scratched running earlier. Best supported runner here overall is Deity. Went up 360 this morning, got to as much as 380, back to 320. Second pick is Schubert, the stablemate, who went up 7, is now 650. And third pick with the scratching of Kanachi would be Bravissimo, who went up 17, got to 18, back to 14. They're the only three runners that get to four-figure investments so far.
Speed in this race, we've got two potential leaders, Chapelco and Bravissimo, and they've both drawn out of touch, so they'll have to work across. I think number 10, Bring a Gem, who's sort of drawn out with them, will go forward also, and that's about it for the speed. So they'll just sort themselves out early, Ray, and it should be an even tempo in race 7.
James Cummings from the Godolphin stable has a very strong hand, doesn't he, Paul, with Schubert, Torpenhow, Deity and Regent, all four definite chances. I thought at the odds the 4 Schubert was a good gamble here. That was an eye-catching first up run in the Catesby race at Warwick Farm where Sexy Eyes ran second. He was bottled up behind them all the way down the straight, was never tested, finished fifth, beaten a length. He looked ready to explode with any sort of clear galloping room. It was a solid return. He'll improve off that. He should get run of the race stuff here, Paul, from gate 3, tucking in behind that relatively genuine tempo up front. And 4 Schubert just needs even luck, and I'm sure he'll be thereabouts at the finish. 8 Deity's in terrific touch, and she was far too good at Warwick Farm last. Deserved win. Probably should be unbeaten this prep, Deity. She's going that well, and she'll certainly be in the mix here. Look, down in the weights, I thought the 12 Gatan was one to watch here, Paul. Had a break between runs before last hard effort at the Kenzo, and he was wide throughout, but he was still working home nicely to the line behind Signal, Fox and Chapelco. So it's a decent form line from Gatan. He's a tough horse, and he won't be too far away with his light weight here. He'll run you a race at odds. And the 6 Metamorphic, racing particularly well, just where he gets to in the run from that wide gate, the sight concern, but you know he'll be hitting the line. Another competitive race, but I thought the 4 Schubert was good value in race 7. 4 on top from 8, 12 and 6.
Yeah, I want to be on Schubert as well here. 4, 2, 8 and 7. He was a good thing beaten, wasn't he, in that race, Ray, behind Cattersby and Sexy Eyes. If he got out even at the 100, and that's after being held up for 200 metres, he still would have won. So it was just one of those runs where the gaps never came and he was climbing over hills the entire straight. So I think he'll be ready to explode today off the gun draw with Timmy Clark aboard, who of course picked up 5 wins yesterday. So we've got a jockey there in white hot form. I think number 2 Chapelco, if he gets any sort of sections up front, he'll be very hard to run down. He's fourth up into this and he's a horse who thrives on racing, and he just gets fitter and fitter with every run. And when he's really at his top, he can grind his opposition into the ground with sustained speed. So maybe one run short, but very close today, I think, Chapelco. Deity the Eight, she's flying. She's fourth up today, so it's just a matter of how long she'll go through this campaign before she needs a break. But so far, so good with her. And the Seven Bravissimo, he's the other on-pace runner. And again, he's very hard to catch if he gets any sort of piece up near the speed. So 4, 2, 8, and 7 in the seventh.
Final event, race 8, put a line through 8, excellent design, and 12, time out of her mind. Time out of mind.
Yeah, the ATC handicap here, a benchmark 70 over 1,100 metres, starting with Let's Party Marty. Now with John Thompson, formerly with David Van Dyke up there at the Sunny Coast. It's a $5 chance. And So It Goes at $4.80. Escrimador at 71, Phuket at 23. Regiment, Timmy Clark, the replacement rider there for Brent Navdala. Winkers on today, but the earmuffs come off. It's a $4.40 chance. Discussions at 10. Superstar Bob with the earmuffs off at $8. Excellent design out this morning. 22 cents a win and 16 cents a place. Fox Swift, cross noseband on and earmuffs in the pre-race. First start for John O'Shea, formerly trained by Kieran Maher. It's a $9.50 chance. Tabrabane at $21. See the Show at $18. Time Out of Mind ran yesterday at Newcastle. Scratching here, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. November Man at 14 and AC Delighted is a $41 chance. Once again, interest pretty minimal in the last year. Best supported runner overall and the majority of money has come for it today is Regimen. $4.40, basically unchanged throughout the day. Second pick overall, And So It Goes. That's off a high of $5.50 first thing today. Third pick, See the Show. And it went up 18 this morning, unchanged. And the next pick would actually be November Man, who's 15 to 14. But interest isn't high in the last at this stage.
Should be a bit of speed in the last. 1,100 metre dash. Escrimador and Fox Swift have both drawn out. Discussions will go forward and closer to the inside, the Ruffy AC Delighted will be right there. So there's four potential on-pace runners, Ray, and you've also got horses like And So It Goes, a Superstar Bob. They're probably slotting in just behind.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on And So It Goes here, Paul. I know she has to carry the 60.5, but she's a quality mare. And look, if you're back to first up at the Kensington meeting on the holiday Monday earlier this month, you have to give her another chance. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong that day. She missed the start by at least a couple. James McDonald tried to take the shortest route home close to the rails, but in the straight, she just ran into dead end after dead end. She's finished fourth, beaten a length and a half, and was never really tested at any stage. Quality mare. She's 2 from 2 on soft track. She's 1 second up. As Paul said, she should be right on the speed with a good run here from the inside gate. I'm pretty keen on 2 And So It Goes in the last. Two horses at odds that can run really well here, Paul. 10, Tabrobane, and 11, See the Show. Look, Tabrobane comes to the midweeks in the city in white-hot form. That was some win last start at Newcastle when he zoomed down the centre of the track under 60 kgs to beat Cartel. This is tougher, I know, but he's a horse in form, going well, handles soft and heavy tracks. And, look, he'll run you a good race again with any sort of tempo up front. He'll be hitting the line hard. The mare, See the Show, number 11, she's resuming off a short break, but when she was last in work, she ran a string of good races in similar grade, and she handles soft track conditions, so give See the Show a chance. And look, no knock on the 5 Regimen, the favourite, as Glenn mentioned. He's a handy sprinter, just hasn't got any soft track form, Paul, so that's my one little negative about him. However, he has performed fresh previously, but in the last, pretty keen on And So It Goes, the two. Two on top from 10, 11 and 5.
Oh, we'll have to chip in here. Ray, box up the first four. It'll pay well. I've gone 2, 5, 11 and 10 with you, And So It Goes on top. Four horses come through that Kensington race, and I can't see how the other three are going to beat her, because she should have beaten them quite comfortably in that race, and she meets them at either equal at the weights or better at the weights for that race. So to me, you've got to go her out of that form line. And then you look at different form lines. The 5 Regimen, she's raced against better horses than this. She's first up here today. As Ray said, a little question mark on soft, but one of them was a total forgive run where she pulled up with a regular heart rhythm, and the other one, she was only 3 lengths off them at Flemington down the straight behind Egyptian Bullet. So she probably gets through it okay, if not gets through it quite well. So I've marked her the danger. Number 11, See the Show. Number 10, Tabrabane. I've found those as the two value runners as well. So if they can get into the first four for us, I'm sure it'll boost the dividend quite handsomely. So 2, 5, 11 and 10 for me in the last.
Now, Munns, what's been best back today?
The two Chris Wallace shorties, Brazilica in race number 2 from 190 to 175, although the largest bet's on it at 185, and then Girl Tuesday in race number 6 has been 155 into 145. The only other race there's any significant money in is the first, and it's a four-horse field, and there's money for basically everything. Every other race, very, very quiet. You know, usually you say that, well, people are probably hanging out to see how this track turns out, but when you're getting more money invested on a four-horse race than a 14-horse race, just tells you they're not overly confident in some of those races there today on the Kenzo track. But let's hope we do get a good quality track there, which is no reason to think we won't.
Right, good on your Munns. Now, Ray, your best?
Yeah, race 3, number 2, Savakul. Looks hard to beat. Into race 7, number 4, Schubert.
Right, Paul, what do you like?
Look, race 6, number 2, Girl Tuesday. She's very short, $1.45. But as I said, you can anchor in the quaddy, stand her out in the trifecta or first four to get some value out of her. She'll be winning. And race 5, number 7, Second Island. There was still $19 available there, so she's worth something each way if you are looking for one at big odds. Race 6, number 2, the good thing. Race 5, number 7, the best run.
Good on you, Ray. Paul, both have a great day. Hope you win at the end of it.
Thanks, Sean.
See you,
Paul.
See you, Ray.
Ray Thomas, Paul Joyce, it's and Glenn Munsey, 7 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.